let the music make you dance. Or the eggs go away, but you will need a hat. Don't hold the dumbbells too tightly or your hands will hurt. And the body aches go away after a week or so, and nobody ever remembers them. But working out is non-stop. How can you work out non-stop when you can barely lift 10 times? You first have to move for an hour with 3-pound dumbbells. That's how you prepare your body. And that is indeed pretty achievable. Then you slowly start mixing in the 5-pound dumbbells until you can work out with them non-stop. You need to perform standing dumbbell exercises. They are pretty easy to guess. And one after another, when biceps get tired, you switch to your shoulders. And this is where it gets complicated, because you can't just stand there lifting. You need to dance. That form of movement converts the 6-muscle exercise into a full body exercise. You get legs, abdominals, biceps, shoulders, and they all fill in the correct sequence. You always look nice and never miss shapen. Your music has to be on the slow end, and that almost always means 90s country. So y'all all might as well get yourselves cowgirl hats. Those overhead lamps are too much. Fresh, neat songs are not optional, and you have to hit every beat. This is how you enter a dance trance, kind of like driving home after work. But you can't have distractions all over. Your first workout should be 3 minutes long, non-stop lifting. That was pretty tough for me. Dancing a full song with dumbbells may be challenging. But your stay at the gym should be 30 minutes at least. So you repeat your 3-minute workout. Before you know it, you will be able to cycle standing dumbbell exercises for 15 minutes non-stop. You can go higher in weight for more muscle or double in time for fat burn. Working your way up to that hour is pretty mathematical. You can use an interval timer or start by jogging with dumbbells. And once you are dancing with 3 or 5-pound dumbbells, you are in. You go from training to workout. Lift light, but not so light that you can lift more, and never lift so much that you are forced to stop during your hour. You can stop for a little, but stopping because it was too much probably ruins your workout. Because now you will have to rest too much. The boys devastate their workouts this way. They lift too heavy and thus never for long enough for their body to adapt. It is important for you to understand that fitness is not optional, even though life makes it seem that way. Without it, we prematurely age, and our bodies don't just wither, but deform. Get a cowgirl hat. Download all the 90s country. The tempo is just perfect. And start at the beginning of the dumbbell rack, aiming to get to non-stop for an hour. That's the real fitness and workout. And bodybuilding is just increasing the dumbbell weight over and over and over again. I dance with 17.5 pounds per hand for 3 hours, 5 days a week. That is a nice, low impact and safe bodybuilding endeavor. Lastly, when you get overwhelmed and must stop, that is not failure. That is data. That is your maximum duration. Now you need to know how long you must rest to do your maximum again. That's your rest period. Fill your 30 minutes or hour with work, rest sequences and watch your rest periods slowly shorten as your body adapts. Precisely like a jogger, you gain endurance to move for an hour nonstop. And again, it's all about that first hour. Slow beats, low weights, nonstop. Head. It's where you go from training to a workout, to actually working out. Result: as you get older, you will discover that you did not age. Yeah. Fitness and bodybuilding does not hurt. The pain comes from you already going out of shape. If you are older or out of shape or large, no worries. But you still start with a hat because you are going for a long walk. You can get your body out of trouble by walking the Appalachian Trail. But trouble means that you do not get to wait for the first day of spring. If your body is in trouble, you must go now. Right now. Start by going to the store with cheap hiking supplies and buy a backpack, fancy knife, tent, sleeping bag, and one of those Danger Orange miniature poop shovels. The shovel is assigned to other hikers. That one, you do not need trail magic. Two, you mean business. And three, you will be returning to the trail no matter what. As soon as you can, pitch your tent in your living room. Play some bird sounds, nature sounds, and try to get in the mood. As with bodybuilding, you will eventually have to stop and sit. So again, you measure how long you have walked, perhaps with landmarks, and then how long you need to rest to do it again. And you keep walking, and it, in return, will transform you. Hiking is very special. It's sacred. It's holy. Here, however, you do not need country music because things move a lot more slowly. You need narrated books, all the books written by great beings. And in return, you will inherit their culture. Life will become a lot less scary.